BBC News with Nick Kelly. President Obama and his rival Mitt Romney have cancelled events in their election campaign because of a mass killing at a cinema in the state of Colorado. Mr. Romney asked people to pray for the victims and their relatives. Mr. Obama said he was shocked and saddened by a shooting that killed 12 people and injured 59 others during the screening of the latest Batman film in Aurora, Denver.
We're still gathering all the facts about what happened in Aurora. But what we do know is that the police have one suspect in custody, and the federal government stands ready to do whatever is necessary to bring whoever is responsible for this heinous crime to justice.
A man called James Holmes is arrested near the scene carrying firearms. Syrian government forces are battling to retake control of parts of the capital, Damascus, and border crossings seized by rebels. State television says forces loyal to President Assad have retaken the Midan district in central Damascus and aired footage of burned and bloodied bodies in the streets. Jim Muir is monitoring events from Lebanon.
Martyrs on the first day of Ramadan, this man screamed, looking at bodies strewn on the street as bullets flew around. This was in Khalid bin Walid Street, in the very heart of Damascus. Although some parts of the city remained relatively quiet, there was no shortage of action in other areas. Fighting was also reported in the second city, Aleppo. That's bad news for the regime. Damascus and Aleppo are its two main pillars, standing relatively unscathed through 16 months of uprising until last weekend.
Thousands of Syrians are fleeing the fighting in Damascus, where anti-government rebels are trying to topple the government of President Assad. As many as 30,000 Syrians are reported to have crossed into neighbouring Lebanon, but the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, is talking of a lower number of some 8,500. The borrowing costs for Spain have risen to record highs, just as formal approval has been given for a bailout of its banks. Eurozone finance ministers endorsed a loan of up to $120 billion. But the move failed to rally Spain's stock market, which plunged nearly 6%. Andrew Walker reports.
Critics of European economic policymakers often say they're constantly running to catch up with the financial markets. And now investors are already looking beyond the Spanish banking bailout. They're increasingly concerned that the government might need additional help with its financial needs beyond repairing the banks. One growing concern is the state of regional government finances. They're likely to need additional support from Madrid. The government has also downgraded its economic forecasts. Weaker growth would hit tax revenues and make it even harder to bring down the central government's budget deficit.
This is the World News from the BBC. A departing senior economist at the International Monetary Fund has accused it of suppressing warnings ahead of the global financial crisis and the crisis in the Eurozone. Peter Doyle, who's leaving after 20 years, says he's ashamed to have had any association with the IMF. In a resignation letter, he'd said the difficulties had been identified well in advance. Not warning about them had been a failure of the first order. More than 20 people have died in a traffic accident in Mexico. A bus carrying tourists came off the road and into a ditch in Nayarit state. At least 24 people were confirmed dead and 14 people are injured. The passengers were heading to a beach north of Puerto Vallarta. European Union diplomats say they expect restrictions on development aid to Zimbabwe to be lifted soon. They were speaking ahead of a meeting of EU foreign ministers on Monday, which is expected to vote in favour of allowing the EU to deliver aid directly to the Zimbabwe government. Under current sanctions, aid money has to be directed through non-governmental organisations. The EU may also suspend sanctions imposed on about 100 Zimbabweans if a referendum on a new constitution is credible. And the Olympic flame has arrived in London a week before the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. It was brought to the Tower of London in a Royal Navy helicopter, as Rob Broomby reports.
The Royal Navy Seeking helicopters brought the Olympic flame down the Thames in the orange light of evening. Then at 12 minutes past 8 local time, or 2012, two Royal Marines upsailed from the hovering aircraft the 60 metres to the Tower of London with the flame in its safe holder. The torch was then lit and carried by the British double gold medal winner Dame Kelly Holmes around the historic walls to the cheers of the crowds below. The flame spent the night in the ceremonial office of the Queen's House here, as safe as the crown jewels nearby. Londoners have waited as the nation went torch crazy. Now the city of 2012 gets its turn.
BBC News.